Cheryl Woods joins us by phone tonight. She's the best-selling author of over 100 romance and mystery novels. Although she currently divides her time between Virginia and Florida, we can count her as a part-time Ohioan, as she graduated in journalism from Ohio State and worked here as a journalist previously. Tonight we're going to talk about the first two of three novels in her Ocean Breeze series. They are Sandcastle Bay and Windchime Point. I want you to start by some introductions. The Ocean Breeze series features the Castle family. They call the North Carolina coast their home base. And I wonder if you'd begin by describing the personalities of Cora Jane and Sam and Samantha, Emily and Gabby to us.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to write a series about a very interesting family that has grown up in the area of the Outer Banks or the North Carolina coast, and the Castle sisters, Emily and Gabriella and Samantha, are all women who have gone off to pursue new challenges and exciting career opportunities and very driven women. They come home to North Carolina after a hurricane to help their grandmother, Cora Jane, with the family restaurant. In doing that, they are also forced to take a look at the choices they've made in their lives, the fact that they've chosen career over family and over their own personal fulfillment. When men come into each of their lives, that makes them take a deeper look at what they really, really want for the rest of their lives, for their future, and how they're going to compromise or sacrifice, or if they're even going to have to, in order to make the kind of balance that I think all women would like to have in their lives.
It's also interesting that Sam, their dad, has been very work-focused, and they have grown up realizing the limitations of that, but also modeling his behavior in some ways.
Exactly. I think that particularly Gabriella and Emily have very much followed in his footsteps. Gabriella is the middle sister in the second book in the series, Windchime Point, and she has patterned her whole career in an effort to try to get his attention and his approval. And she's gone into the same biomedical research field that he's gone in, although she's gone into the public relations aspect of it. But he wouldn't even hire her at his company because he feared that it would be perceived as nepotism. So even though she's doing this great work for a company, it's not his company. And over the course of the book, Sam begins to evolve. Since their mothers died, he started to realize what he's missed out on. And I think Cora Jane has kind of started nudging him more determinedly to make sure that he is there for his daughters. And I think, again, that's an evolution that many of us of a certain age have found, where we have been dedicated to our careers, and it takes some wake-up calls to say, wait a minute, where are we going to find this balance, and what's really more important at the end of the day?
Well, these gals have some pretty wonderful wake-up calls, I must say. Let's start with Emily. She's featured in Sandcastle Bay. Who is Boone in her life?
It's a gentleman named Boone Dorsett, and Boone was her first love as a teenager. She was very, very devoted to him, but she also had this dream about what she wanted in terms of a professional life. There is a bit of miscommunication in that she, when she left town, was thinking that she just needed time to kind of get a foothold as an interior designer and the kind of work she wanted to do. And he saw it as the end of their relationship, that what she really wanted, she was going, she'd made a choice. And so he moved on with his life. He married, he had a son, and then very tragically his wife died. So when she comes back to Sandcastle Bay to help out with the family restaurant after the hurricane, there is Boone, and he is available, but he is very angry still at what happened between the two of them. And it also shows how two people who've been in a relationship and things have gone wrong, and each of them has their own perspective on what went wrong, and that he's not all right and she's not all right, and that the only way to fix it is to start really communicating the way we all really should in relationships but don't always do.
I do want to jump to something that I found very affirming. I'm thinking of how this group of people, this family, really have a sense of community. They have a sense of being there for each other. They also have a sense of helping others. So talk a little bit about Gabby and Jimmy Templeton.
Yeah, Gabby sees this young boy who is struggling, and as she meets him and learns a little bit about him, she realizes that he has this big dream that he has put on hold. He's just out of high school. This big dream, and it happens to be to go into the kind of field that her dad has been very successful in, and to do biomedical research. She takes him under her wing, and she reaches out to her father in a way that she probably wouldn't have for herself. But she does it for this boy, and he then becomes a pivotal point, not just in terms of her relationship with Wade, the man in her life, because they're all friends and they're all looking out for this young man, but it is also a turning point for her dad, who sees this kid and gets out of his comfort zone to do a nice thing for him, and when the nice thing doesn't work out quite the way they had all hoped, goes even a step beyond to help this kid. And I think that that's so important for all of us to remember, that one gesture, one act can make a difference for somebody. And in this case, it can make a huge difference for the future of this young man.
I'll let our listeners know that the third book in this trilogy, Sea Glass Island, will be coming very soon, and it focuses on the third sister, who is Samantha. But before you leave, I do want to say that you're just an extraordinarily prolific writer, so I'm guessing you write every day. But I'm also interested in what keeps this process fresh for you.
For me, I think what has kept it fresh is I came out of a background in journalism. In fact, I worked in Columbus, Ohio for a very long time and used to come down to Cincinnati a lot. As a journalist, I was always looking for stories. I was always trying to dig beneath the surface of things or waiting for somebody to say something that might trigger an idea for another feature article or that kind of thing. There are good stories everywhere, and I'm just sort of attuned to listening for them, and that keeps it fresh for me, is that even though I may occasionally try to tackle a similar issue, or I might go back to a particular locale, which I have done in many series, I go back and do many, many more books in that particular locale, the people in it each time are different, and they've got new aspects to explore. And I think basically it comes from this idea of, I love people, and I want to know what makes them tick, and why they are doing the things that maybe trigger the start of the book. So I'm always, just like readers as they read, are kind of unfurling the leaves on the onion, so to speak, and peeling them away to see what's at the core of things. As a writer, I'm doing the same thing, and I'm just curious about how that's going to work out. I often wish I were a little more knowledgeable going in, but sometimes I get halfway through a book before I finally figure it all out.
I understand you're a baseball fan, especially if it involves Kevin Costner. I understand.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a favorite team?
Well, I'm trying really hard to love my Marlins these days because I live in Miami, and I do love the team. We're in a constant struggle down here because the management keeps dismantling it, so I'm always very sad. But when I lived in Ohio, I was a huge Cincinnati Reds fan. Mm. So TV stations in Cincinnati always knew they could get me to run down and interview anybody on the face of the earth as long as the Reds were playing at home.
It's just been a delight talking with you tonight. We'll look forward to Sea Glass Island and certainly to more great books from you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Cheryl Woods about her Ocean Breeze series, which includes the novels Sandcastle Bay, Wind Chime Point, and Sea Glass Island. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.